Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Overcome the World. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John 5:4. Because everyone who has been fathered by God conquers the world. This is the conquering power that has conquered the world, our faith. I have just read from the New English Translation. Before purchasing the land, David made sure that all the documents were complete and that the certificate of occupancy was properly verified. Unknown to him, there was a wizard named Alau who claimed ownership of the land, but he had nothing to support his claim except stories. The land had become very strategic because a new mega refinery had been built nearby. One day, while David was inspecting the land he had just acquired for his factory, Alau came to confront him. Alau claimed that the previous owner had sold the land because he could not withstand him, and he challenged David, asking what made him think he could stand against him. I have entered the world. Anyone who dares me lives to regret it, Alau said to David in Yoruba. David replied calmly in Yoruba, This land was issued by the government, and I have paid for it. I too have entered heaven, and the real owner of this land, Christ, has conquered the world. Your threats do not scare me. 3 years later, David's plastic manufacturing complex on the land had been completed and was making good profit. Sadly, it was later reported that Alau died mysteriously in India. In Yoruba, the phrase, the world, carries a deeper meaning. It can refer to the dark spiritual powers believed to influence the systems of this physical world. But the scripture declares that everyone born of God overcomes the world. The victory that enables us to overcome is our faith in Jesus Christ. Your faith in Christ is what makes you a child of God, and every true child of God has the capacity to overcome the world through that faith. See 1 John 5:2-4. Go into today knowing that one of the greatest realities in your life is your faith in Christ Jesus. Walk confidently in that victory and do not allow fear or sin to rob you of it. Prayer Confession. I have overcome the world through Christ. No power can stop me. I am fulfilling my destiny as God has written it, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Romans 7-8. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.